Now we are delighted this morning to welcome from India Pastor G.S. Nair. G.S. has been here before many times, usually once a year, and over many years he's been coming here with the late Pastor Billy Kennedy. But we're glad to welcome Mr. Billy Coleman this morning, who is accompanying G.S. on his itinerary here in Northern Ireland, of the schedule of meetings that has been arranged. And we're always one of them. And it's a joy for me to be here to say, along with G.S., you know, I have been there, I've seen the work. Hopefully the PowerPoint will work here. All systems are ready, but hopefully it'll go. And you'll see images, and it has been a great privilege for me to have been there and to have shared a small part in that work. So G.S. has chosen to read Joshua chapter 14, so I'm just going to read that now. Joshua chapter 14 and verses 6 to 14. The story of Caleb. Joshua chapter 14 and verse 6. Then the children of Judah came to Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite said to him, "You know the word which the Lord said to Moses the man of God concerning you and me in Kadesh Barnea. I was 40 years old when Moses the servant of the Lord sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought back word to him as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren who went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. So Moses swore on that day, saying, Surely the land where your foot is trodden shall be your inheritance and your children's forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spoke this word to Moses while Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now here I am, this day, 85 years old. And yet I am as strong this day as I was on the day that Moses sent me. Just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war, both for going out and for coming in. Now therefore, give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day. For you heard in that day how the Anakim were there, and that the cities were great and fortified. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him, and gave Hebron to Caleb the son of Jephunneh as an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite to this day, because he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. Amen. And may the Lord bless his word to our hearts.
Good morning. I'm so indeed thankful to be with you this morning. Thank you very much for having me. And I appreciate you, your thoughtful prayers and your concern for ministry back in home. It's all because of God's people like you just praying and standing behind the ministry. That's the reason we've been able to go on serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Just to bring a few pictures and information of the ministry back in home. And we work across India with a vast land with 1.35 billion people. And very few of them are born again to know the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a challenging mission field with a lot of religious beliefs. Hindu is the predominant one. Then we have second largest Islamic population lives in India. Very few so-called Christians. Out of that, only few of them are born again. Then we have Buddhist, Jainism, and other religious groups. Our ministry started working in different parts of India. We started in southern tip of India. Now we work 29 out of 30 states, plus Nepal, Myanmar, and Bhutan, and we are looking forward for Pakistan and other places. With God, all things are possible. India and her religion. India is always known to be in a religious country. So there's hard people to change their systems to believing one God, only Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. You know that I was a Hindu, and while serving army, God blessed me with TB, tuberculosis, end up in this hospital 18 months. And I took my wife last year to show where she's around 3,000 miles away from us. We have ministries there. I took my wife. After 18 months, God saved me. And then I baptized there and at this small mission church established by missionaries. But India became a closed mission field in 1978. So that led us to train more nations in order to reach with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. From this church to our church, this is People's Baptist Church. And we believe in very close fellowship, so that's more people coming in there. We have two services, it's our second service, and thank God the Lord is blessing. We've been able to add a good number of people last year, been baptized, added. The sender is my grandson who got baptized. He got saved and he said he won't get baptized. And thank God that his brother also got saved the following week. And we thank God for that. Our church is a mission-minded church. See, we always encourage our church people, if you are not doing, how can I go and ask other people to help us to do the ministry in India? So we nearly support 35 missionaries as an awesome we just do. We also just grooming brother Georgie Thomas, who is the assistant to the pastor, and the days to come he's going to take over that ministry there. So pray for Georgie Thomas. In 1978, India became a closed mission field. Then 1980, we started a small Bible Institute, trained nationals. 85, God has given 1/3 of an acre land. So we put in a small building like that. If you call it building, it was a building for us that time. Around 10 times bigger than that. Coconut leaves, bamboos, half wall, fully air conditioned. But thank God it was not in Northern Ireland. And it's the weather. Still we are using that building, a temporary building, as we gather together every day for prayer meetings. But God been able to just bless with more facilities in this college and began to grow. Now last year we have 380 students in the college. It's always more people coming. We have to turn down because of lack of finance, but we've been able to train these people. They have a little bit activities, they stay there, and been able to just train them, disciple them, maturing in the Word of God. Then they go and bring souls for the Lord Jesus Christ. So graduation, this is my daughter Debbie. She's also worked with the institution teaching English and helping in the administration, as well as she also looking after with her husband to the children's ministry. These are the two graduation in our college we did this year. One in our college, 75 people. The other college, 76 people. So it's nearly 151. Then the north, nearly 17 people got graduated. So most of them, 91% of this total graduates went to the field in order to reach with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We train in every areas of ministry. So they've been able to just minister to the people and discipling them, winning souls, and discipling, establishing local Bible-believing churches. We sent out 37 teams this year. A tremendous result. I've been able to travel with them nearly 2 months. And people have been saved. These graduates have been able to just go beyond their region to reach with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. People have been saved, added to the church of God. Our aim is not only winning souls, but discipling, maturing by follow-up work and end up establishing local Bible-believing churches for the glory of God. Along with India, we began to reach out to Nepal also. We sent out the team. Maybe Pastor Raymond knows some of these guys. He's teaching the Bible college. All the students and faculty, they need to go 10 weeks. In Nepal alone, we have nearly 3,500 people came to know Christ as their personal Savior and Lord. And the churches are growing in Nepal. We have now 28 men working in Nepal. We are planning to send more people. They go to village, house to house, organized gospel meetings. People came to know Christ as their personal Savior and Lord. And they've been able to just establish churches. I was this year in the month of May, spent 10 days in Nepal. We had a tremendous and fruitful ministry. Those are the people who traveled with me there. Our second Bible college facing in a great need. We have now 45 people studying in that school. And our aim is to reach Pakistan, Afghanistan, those areas, and Bangladesh. We are renting 3-4 buildings, but we need a piece of land, which we are praying for this. Nearly 10 acres land and need some finance. I appreciate your prayers for that. This is Sahu in the central part of India. He was a Hindu. 15 years back, he came to know Christ. Then he was disowned by the families, came to our Bible college, graduated, went back. Nearly around 150 plus people attending in his church. He also looked after one of our Bible college there in the central part of India. Nearly 280 students studying in that Bible college. Total in our all three colleges, we have 650 plus people studying. Our aim is to reach up to 1,000 because India is going to overtake China. It will be around 1.5 billion people. Every one of them have souls. So we've been able to reach out with the gospel and establishing churches so that they will be able to just carry on the gospel. To reach out those need to trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Our ministry in Myanmar also progressing and being able to establish churches there and need a much prayer over there. The new churches which established in the last year, church in Punjab, Himachal Pradesh, Kashmir, and even we also work with helping people, those who are affected with the leprosy and the rehabilitation center. We have ministry in the northern part of India. Pastor Ravi Malaki preached in Easter, then in the afternoon he goes there, preached to these people. 35 couples came to know Christ as their personal Savior and Lord. It's all establishing churches. Sometimes young people come, they've been just motivated by the Lord, by teaching God's word. Saji John, like, he went to the tea plantation, started working there and established a church. But he is very aggressive. He wanted to reach other plantation. He take his wife Jisha in the motorbike for 8 miles. And we had worked there. Thank God, a few months back, we've been able to establish another church over there. It's all these young people sold out for God. Many times they are disowned from their families. But still, they are going for the Lord Jesus Christ. We also got a tremendous ministry among the children. We have now 20 children's home. So we are bringing all the ministry now, Johnson and Debbie. They look after that with their children. And we have 20 children's home, nearly 500 children in that our homes. You remember the tsunami home, 54 children. All these 54 children came to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and Lord. In that there are 5 children on the right side. They are leaving tsunami home because they graduate from high school. The girl on the right side, Sandhya, we were telling that we will not be able to carry on this tsunami home because it costs nearly £1,000 every month to keeping these children there and meeting all the needs. So the word was spread, so Sandhya and this all 5 people came and requested us and thanked us that they've been there, they found the Lord Jesus Christ. Just they brought in a purpose to living in this world. But there are children like them that they pleaded, please don't close it. I began to see that the maturity that God has given for them. Not only they are just satisfied with the God has given for them, but they are concerned for other people. So please pray that the Lord may help to keep on this home for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. These children have been so just aggressive, not only soul winning, they just do some special number And they tell about the Lord Jesus Christ to other people, and they won't live for the Lord Jesus Christ. Every children's home is under one local church. The pastor and his wife became their parents. So we don't call it orphanage, we call it children's home. So they've been able to just have the love of Christ through these pastors and other people to reach their hearts. They may come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and Lord. All belongs to reaching out their soul. A home in the northern part of India. And I appreciate your prayers. And this is near New Delhi. Growing a new children's home we've been able to rebuild. The beginning of this year. And in Andhra Pradesh, 32 children there. And growing, the church also growing there. And along with the church, the children grows in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is one of the children's home. I'm going to stop with the 2-3 pictures now in Chhattisgarh. This has been in a home going on for several years now. We have 12 children there. All these children came to know Christ as their personal Savior and Lord. They need to go 10 miles to reach to their schools. They used to take public transportation, but sometimes it's so hard. So one of my friends been able to buy in a van for them. Nearly 8 people can sit, but they just accommodate with the 12 people. And going there, they are in a rendered facilities. We are planning to buy this place and build for them and need your thoughtful prayers. Their pastor Pradeep has been beaten up 3 times, but he stayed there. A good congregation coming, they don't have a place to gather. They gather in a tent, some of the houses, in a very need for these people. I trust you may pray that the Lord may help us. This is Brother Naucha. He was disowned from the family when he trusted the Lord Jesus Christ. He went back with his wife, planted a church, established a school, nearly 300 children there in the school, and going in good ministry. God blessed them with a child. Their parents lives are 1.5 miles away from them. He's been there for 3 years. They never have a communication with them because he changed his religion. I was there with my daughter last year, been able to just reach and talk to this man. His father is in the police office, right? I began to talk to him. He was very kind. Then I began to invite him to our meeting. He came the second day. The third day he trusted the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God. He brought joy to his son and his family, invited back to their home. And sometimes it's a lot of difficulty following the Lord Jesus. But still people are going and serving the Lord to reach out people. So pray for this all things. The team, we have nearly around 30,000 plus people came to know Christ within the last 2 months as they were traveling. Around 19,000 plus been baptized, added to different local churches. I have several other pictures, but if I go, then I won't be able to just go with God's word. But I need to go with God's word. I don't want to take more time than usually you take it. Back in home, our service go for 2 hours, 3 hours. I'm not going like that over here because I need your support, prayer. So I'm going to keep in time, a few minutes. And let's just come back to the portion which we read in Joshua chapter 14. I'd like to speak today, conquering life's giants. Life's giants. We have giants in our own life. Many times we get so frightened, like the spies. They went. They brought a good report, but they were afraid to go there. As you look at this passage, the setting of the ceremony is on the verge of the promise. Moses had led Israel to the edge of the promised land. 40 years. They had been delivered from slavery in Egypt. Thank God, our God is a God of deliverance. He delivers people from the bondage of sin and slavery. Sometimes we think about our life been sold in the slave market of sin. But through Jesus Christ, He delivered us. And these people, they delivered from Egypt, they were traveling to the promised land. Manna from heaven had been provided for their food on a daily basis. God was concerned about them. Water had flown from a rock to quench their thirst. They need water. God just opened even the rock and gushed the water from that. Then as they came at Kadesh Barnea, they sent spies to explore the land and evaluate the strength of the inhabitants of this land. They sent 12 people. Joshua and Caleb were among these 12 spies. Caleb is our concern as we think about today in this passage. When they came back, the result of the spies, our mission were mixed. They loved the land. The land was found to be good, truly a land of milk and honey. It's worthwhile to go. But 10 spies feared the Canaanites because of their number and size. How often it's true to our Christian life also, we see the task and dangers and problems in our life. We get fear. So these 10 people, they just began to talk about the giants and Anakins. So that happened what the feigned, they made a feigned the hearts of these people. The Israel, for rest 40 years, they wandered in the desert because they saw the giants more than God. Now, as we come to this passage, Joshua chapter 14, 40 years been fast forwarded. Now they are preparing to enter the Canaan. Each tribe must conquer the portion assigned to it. So Joshua asked Caleb which part of Canaan he desired for his own. There we find our passage. Joshua is asking which part of Canaan he desired for his own after 40 years. The senior citizen, in a sense, because Joshua and Caleb was now senior. They are the only people just lived about 20 years after they just rebelled against God. So now Joshua is almost 85 years old. Caleb is also 85. Caleb at 85 wants to fight giants. So you read this passage, you can see verse 6 says, chapter 14, then the children of Judah came unto Joshua, Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Kenizzites, said unto them, thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto me, unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. For 740 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. I brought him word again, as it was mine heart. Verse 10, as now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years. Since the Lord spoke this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now I am this day 85 years old. Verse 11, as yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day of Moses. Send me as my strength was then. Even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. And now, therefore, give me this mountain, wherefore the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakians were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. It so be, the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to driven them out, as the Lord said. Could you imagine that after 45 years, Joshua is old and a senior citizen, but still he wanted to go and conquer that giant. Caleb at 85 wants to fight giants. How often we Christians many times see the giants of our life, we go back. He says, give me this mountain. It demands giant's country. He did not say that, give me the plain, give me that mountain. We all have giants to conquer in our Christian life. Believers, Christians, sometimes as we just live in this world, as follow the Lord Jesus Christ, sometimes giants come, like in the manner of fear, the giant called fear, which is opposite to faith. I remember the brother who came to know Christ from central part of India. And his son came to know Christ. He started going to church very faithfully. His brother got saved. He went to church. The whole community came against them. You should not be going to church. They tried just to bring fear upon them, throwing stones on their house, trying to attack them. Around 7 years back, there was riots began. These two brothers being killed because their faith for the Lord Jesus Christ. 28 and 24. After a week, I just went and visited this area. The father and mother, they were in the church. Tears flowing, said, we know we lost our sons, but in a sense, it's not lost. They are there in heaven. I have 3 more children. Still, we are going to follow the Lord. No fear can keep them back in their home, but following the Lord Jesus Christ. Coming. Their influence was so much so great in that community, many others came to know Christ as their personal Savior and Lord. How often we became victim of fear. Just then, turning your Bible to Hebrews chapter 11, talking about Moses and his life, and the Word of God just mentioned over here, the verse says, chapter 11, verse 23 to 27, just read a couple of verses. The verse says, verse 27, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. He just not even care for the wrath of the king, because he is seeing him who is invisible. That was the problem with the other 10 spies. They've been able to see the big Anakians, giants, but they did not see the invisible one. But Caleb and Joshua, they saw the invisible one is greater than the giants, but they saw literally their eyes. Faith made them to just look unto God more than these giants. How often we, in our Christian lives, troubles and struggles, oppositions comes, fear began to grip our heart. We became subdued by that and forsaking God. There is another giant called worry. Worry is worthless word many times. Worry. We come across many times back in home, people worry about what is happening tomorrow if I trust the Lord Jesus Christ. If I come to know Christ, what are people are going to do it? What my family will do it? Will my children ever get married? All kind of worry came. But thank God that our God is greater than our worry. I like that verse in Philippians chapter 4. The Word of God says that He wants us that thinking that be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. The giant of worry kill our spirit. What happened is 10 spies came. They were so much worried about these giants. They forgot the God who just delivered from the hand of the Pharaoh and Egypt. They forgot the God who just provided everyday manna. They forgot the God who just brought water gushing out from rock. The God who was helping them, with them, the moment they forgot, He's the one promised that land for them. How often in our Christian lives, as we live in this world, struggles, difficulties, problems come personally, family, or financial. Many times that get into our hearts so much of worry, that worry began to grow like in a huge giant, more than our God, and we just sink in the worry and discouragement. Paul, knowing that, saying, be careful for nothing, but everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request made known unto Him, the God, because He is able to do it. All that 45 years they were wandering in the wilderness, God kept Joshua. God kept Caleb. And Caleb said, I'm just still living. Thousands and thousands of them died and buried. God kept them. There is another kind of giant called danger. Danger is a destroyer of future. Sometimes we see danger, we don't go. That's what this all the 10 spies that they saw. They saw the dangerous there. This Anakians, giant. The land is good, as God promised. Very nice. But how can we go? Often we don't take our next step of faith in following the Lord Jesus Christ because of danger. Ephesians chapter 4, the word of God says, Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption, that all bitterness and wrath, anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be a kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. What happened over here, these people, they wanted to go, but because of giants, they began to just make talking against, and even Caleb and Joshua, they were so wrath, anger, and just evil speaking, and just brought so much of these people's hearts so faint, and they don't want to go. So giant come in the form of anger many times, and worry. Sometimes it comes to our life and we just crippled. Then the giant called temptation is one of enemy of success. Temptation. Temptation comes, we begin to yield to those things. And that bring so much of fail in our life. All these 10 people went along with Joshua and Caleb. They saw the land is so good and they recommended, but cannot go. Temptation. Friends, that's possible in our Christian life. Sometimes temptation comes. Trials come. We often think about, we are so much of singing in that problems and struggles. But let me remind you, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13, the word of God just reminding us as the foolish, reminding over here, the word says 13, they have no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above all that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. So much of temptation comes around us. It began to grow like in a huge giant. But mindful that there hath no temptation that taken place such as common. But God is faithful and He will able to help us to overcome and escape, so that we might be able to just bear the temptation and we can overcome and bring victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. Caleb refused the temptation. Caleb refused worry. Caleb refused all the dangerous. No matter how that can come to him, he expects to conquer the giants. The Lord who saved us, he promised, "Lo, I am with you always." No matter what kind of giants comes, what kind of problem comes, what kind of struggles comes, he is able to help us to overcome, and we can conquer it. As he come close to his life, 85 years old, supposed to be he should be taking vacation and relaxing and saying that, "You young people, you go." But he said, "I am going to take it." He began to grow in the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe sometimes we may not know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and Lord. Maybe someone over here do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Maybe you think about your future. Maybe something happened even the near future. Suppose the last call from coming from God, will we be able to face Him? Your sins are forgiven. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord? In this year, I had a trip to the Valley of Himalayas. Then we went to the mountains. I saw in a man there. 40 years he's spending there in asceticism. I went and talked to him. I asked him, "How many years have you been here?" He said, "I'm here for 40 years. I left my family. I left everything of this world. I want to achieve that nirvana. I want to be so peaceful." Then I asked him, "Do you have that?" He said, "No, I'm still trying after 40 years. Then I asked him, "Suppose you die today or tomorrow, next week or following year, where you'll go?" He said, "Who knows?" I said, "You tried 40 years. You played with your religion. You work hard. Left everything of this world, even your family. Do you have that peace which passes all understanding?" He said, "No." Then he turned back to me, said, "Compared to me, you are younger than me, but do you have that?" I said, "Yes. Not that I have done it, but somebody has done for me. And that is Jesus Christ. He took my sin, went to the cross of Calvary, died in behalf of me. Thank God, I'm not fearing that giant which called death or eternal punishment or eternal damnation, because he loved me, gave himself on the cross for my sin. And God accepted his sacrifice. The token was he was raised from the dead. He's alive today. If anyone call upon his name, shall be saved." So I was rejoicing. I asked him, "Do you mind to accept him as your Savior?" He said, "I will think about it. I do not know whether he ever received him or not." Sometimes you may be thinking about the future, giant, which just grip your heart with fear. Or maybe just so much you cannot think about those things. Your sins need to be forgiven. Maybe you never come to know Christ as your personal Savior. Will you ask him to come to your heart today? He'll come and save you. I know in 1972, I was dying with TB in the hospital. Every day I see people die with TB. My health was not doing any good. 18 months I spent there. 485 shots I took. Nothing. Miserable. But that morning, I called unto his name. "Lord Jesus, you are the only one who came to save me. You died in behalf of me. You are a risen Savior. Will you come to my heart?" Thank God he did so. That changed everything. Maybe you are saved. you are a Christian. But sometimes temptation, the giant of temptation, giants of worry, giants of anger, giants of other things come to your life and grip and just try to just destroy it. Don't be like that ten. Brought the bad words, ruined the hearts of other people, brought catastrophe. But rather be like Joshua and Caleb. With God's grace, we are going to conquer it. May the God of heaven help you and me. Maybe someone not saved. Will you ask him to come to your heart? Thank you, God.